Test 77, Section 2, Question 12. Here we're looking for what illustrates the principle that the passage illustrates. So it's kind of a parallel reasoning principle question. That's kind of a lot going on. But let's kind of look at our passage, and then we have to look for one that's similar. So it says, when doctors vaccinate a patient, the purpose is to expose him or her to a weakened form of the disease pathogen, make it better able to resist it, and less likely to develop severe form. So with this, I was sort of like, well, I don't know, the principle might be that you can use something in a weaker form and that protects you against the stronger form, something along those lines. So we have to find which one matches that. And this one, these can be a little tricky. Some directors instruct actors not to rehearse their lines on the several days so the actors will not become so confident. That didn't really seem to match. It doesn't talk about like a weaker form and a stronger form, or, you know, preparing them to be ready for something more severe. Some parents read their children fairy tales containing allegorical treatments of treachery and cruelty with the intention of making them less emotionally vulnerable to these phenomena when they encounter them later in life. So I thought that seemed decent. It's kind of the idea, less vulnerable to a stronger version later, exposing. So maybe. So C, in some circumstances, firefighters use fire to fight fire by creating an intense explosion very close to an uncontrollable blaze that they wish to extinguish, thus momentarily depriving it of oxygen. The problem is that's using something more severe against something less severe. And so, whereas the vaccine is something less severe instead of something stronger. D, in some cases, the business will close down some of its operations, intention being to position the company to be more profitable later, even though it involves expenses. It's not really a kind of a weaker version versus a stronger version. It is saying think long term. So it was decent, but I still like B better, because that's kind of the exposure to something in one form to prevent the sort of damage later. Some police departments energetically pursue those who commit minor crimes. In doing so, they intend to provide examples to deter people who might be tempted. It does go from minor to major, but it's more to provide examples to other people rather than to basically vaccinate or prevent the same person from having something worse later. And so B is slightly better in this case, because it does talk about the same person being sort of protected against a worse version later. And so therefore, answer choice B is going to be our best one.